Say, kids, what time is it?
It's kind of like watching TV, but, you know, in your car.
104.7 The Cave, Mike the Intern, Jay Stevens. We are in the studio for another riveting edition of Dark Side of the Stream. Here, bud, you were going to probably need... Yeah, you're probably going to need that.
God,
Mike. See, he's so concerned with the way he looks, completely forgot that he actually talks on the radio.
Two-day pool hair, don't care.
Two-day pool hair. All right,
sunglasses now for this light.
We are going to talk about, in this episode of Dark Side of the Stream, Power of Grayskull, which is an incredible documentary about the origins
He-Man
and most badass action figure of all time, He-Man. So before we get into the Power of Grayskull documentary, I know this was a little bit after your time as far as Jay Stevens wasn't going to buy He-Man toys.
No, I was a Star Wars kid. And then by the time He-Man rolled around, I was curious why I missed the whole He-Man revolution, and it's because I was in junior high and headed to high school already, so I gave up on playing with dolls and I was touching actual girls at that point. I gave up on the scantily clad muscular doll and boys to actually play with girls.
Oh, well, hey, you know what?
And play guitar, and play guitar.
That's awesome. Well,
but it looks like it was some cool stuff. I liked the documentary. It was very interesting.
He-Man was everything to me. I was literally what that toy was made for. I was the kid who was super into action figures, action movies, cartoons like that, and He-Man was everything. I was huge into He-Man. I was huge into She-Ra. There is a VHS copy, a family video of me running around as a three-year-old with the He-Man sword and screaming He-Man and She-Ra.
Oh, what?
In my
Where
He-Man
is
underwear.
This? Now, why don't we
it
have
exists.
This today?
There's
call
no
your,
way I can
call your dad.
My
call
mom.
The video,
somebody
mom.
Has it. I don't know who has it, but I've seen it before, and it's hilarious. So, yeah, He-Man was everything. He-Man, I had those toys. I had the Battle Cat. I had Grayskull. I had everything. Skeletor. I wish I would have held on to him, because while we were watching the documentary, my kids just glued. Every time they played a He-Man cartoon or a commercial, he would stop playing and just like look at the TV.
They just know what these
kids want,
right?
Man, childhood advertising. This is unbelievable, and it really that's essentially what the cartoon became, because this was a toy first before it became a cartoon and a movie. And up until this point, it was all about toy making, was all about licensing. And then they would say, oh, okay, this movie's coming out, this TV show's coming out, it's popular, we'll make a toy with it. And this, in this case, was the opposite, which we will talk more about next Dark Side of the Stream on 104.7 The Cave. 104.7 The Cave, Springfield's pure classic rock. Mike the Intern in the studio this morning. You wouldn't be He-Man. I think you'd be more of a...
She-Ra? Would I be a She-Ra?
You'd be a She-Ra.
Hang on, my phone's doing weird stuff.
I wasn't going to say that. Hey, stop checking your text messages.
I'm pushing my notifications for some reason. They come in right there. I can't see myself.
Well, no one else can see him. I can't see myself. today, it's Dark Side of the Stream, episode number 46, and we are discussing Power of Grayskull, which is a documentary about the origins of He-Man and the toys and the madness that would follow. Now, the cool thing about He-Man, I don't know if you want to call it cool, but up until this point, as I mentioned in the last break, a movie would come out, Mattel or whatever toy company would say, we
Kenner.
Want to buy this. Yeah, that speaking of which, Mattel passed on Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that really, really pissed them
Kenner
off after they saw what would happen with those toys. Jay bought them, you know, and I'm sure a lot of
every
dudes
every possible
age,
Star Wars
every
toy.
Guy bought those. So they were like, we missed the train on that one. So then there was a movie being made called Conan, which Mattel's like, that's it, that's the one. Well, Conan came back and said,
we want some money.
Well, the movie's gonna be rated R. There's nudity,
there's
beheadings,
right, yeah.
It's pretty hardcore, and you're going to have a whole lot of eight-year-olds saying, I want a Conan doll. So they took the idea of what Conan was. They're like, we're going to make this dude that's just...
jacked.
Just...
barely wearing clothes.
Just massive.
Swords.
And they're talking about with the engineers, like these dudes that are like, you know, all I do is I make things out of plastic.
Dude,
and
it was
sell
so,
them.
That's the best part about this is, in like the Toys That Made Us documentary too, is it's... these guys were all just flying by the seat of their pants, man.
Dude,
you know,
it was
late 70s, early 80s. They're like, we're just, all right, man. We're drawing and we're just carving stuff. They were probably all smoking weed. And just, you know.
They were all big Frank Frazetta fans and the fantasy artist.
and not having budgets, so they had to like use the same other parts of the battle, repaint them.
That was a cool thing about the Battle Cat was they had already actually had that cat for another toy set, and at that point they were out of money, and so they're like, we can't go through another thing, so let's just take that and change it. Thing. So they paint it green and give it white stripes. But it worked. Same thing with like the Grayskull. It's just so amazing how just smart these guys were, but at the same time, just like rolling by the seat of your pants, like you said, like they come up with this guy. They don't know who he is. The Prince Adam thing, She-Ra, all this stuff. It's just, we got this guy who's this massive dude. He looks like he's futuristic, but also kind of like caveman-ish, but he's got this badass sword, and we're gonna build off that. Now, how do we get a bad guy? Skeletor.
Then we need some other characters. Yeah, Fishman.
Yeah, Merman, and then She-Ra, all these other things that just started to fall into place.
The one character's name was gonna be Seaman at first.
Glad they passed.
That would have been the money shot.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Well, it's Dark Side of the Stream discussing Power of Grayskull. We'll talk more next on 104.7 The Cave. 104.7 The Cave, Mike the Intern, Jay Stevens in the studio. It is Dark Side of the Stream, our 46th episode discussing Power of Grayskull. If you were my age, you're in your late 30s, early 40s, maybe in your mid 40s, you probably had a He-Man doll. I had the He-Man collection. I had Grayskull. I had Skeletor. I had Battle Cat. I had everything. And recently when I was in Walmart buying, you know, milk and eggs or whatever, I just happened to walk by the toy section and I something caught my eye, and I'm not crapping
what
you
was
here.
It?
They're reselling Battle Cat, and I had to stop myself because I was like,
"You wanted to buy it?
Oliver needs this. I had
he
this.
Does.
Oliver needs this. Well,
why not?
He's one.
Go,
won,
buy,
dude.
Go
he
retro,
care
bro.
About
go
that
old
yet.
School. Get him some He-Man
but
stuff.
I
show
am
him
probably,
the cartoons, man.
I'm probably because while I'm watching this documentary, you know, he's glued to the TV, and I'm like on my phone on Amazon going, okay, how much does a He-Man cost? Oh, that's not bad, Skeletor. Okay, well, we got to get
eBay,
the Battle Cat.
eBay, get like a bulk order. Bulk
just get the whole collection.
Them.
That's going to cost a lot of money, especially if it's a vintage one, and I'm not giving it to a one-year-old who's just literally going to destroy it. That's
he'll
all
eat
he,
the head.
He'll rip the legs off, and
yes,
the next thing off, he'll have a leg sticking out of his face.
That's the best part.
And it's like, dude, that was a $50 toy there, bud. So no, that's not going to happen anytime soon. But We kind of talked about the origins for this thing. What was interesting was that when they sold the toys, they sold a comic because they got to tell a story, right? You know, you got to where'd this guy come from? And so originally it started out as a comic. Well, in 81, up until that point, there were pretty hardcore laws with the FCC about, you know, advertising to kids. Well, in 81, that all changed when there was a lot of lobbying by, children advertisers that said, hey, why can't we hook these kids need stuff? So all of a sudden it's like, well, hell, this cartoon can pretty much just be a commercial. That's where you get your He-Man, your Transformers, G.I. Joes, all that stuff is literally 30-minute programming for children to sell toys. That's all it is. It started with He-Man, and that's exactly what it is. But back to what you said in the last break, these guys were flying by their pants. They had all these toys made. They had no idea what the hell they were doing. You know, it was like, what's the sword do? Well, that gives him his power.
What does the sword do? And they probably had a little meeting, a couple dudes in the room. Oh, the sword's only half a sword, bro. It's only half a sword.
Actually,
he needs the other half.
What if this guy is just like a wimp? You know, he's a prince, but then he gets his sword and he's like, boom.
And then the skeleton man, let's make him funny. Let's make him say funny stuff.
I had originally planned on playing a collection of Skeletor's.
Clip of Skeletor, just
best
one teaser.
Insults. Nah, Jay
well,
of all
like
the
that.
People. Jay of all the people was like, well, we're gonna get sued.
Jay's the legal
that.
Department.
Jay was like,
no, as well.
No, do it. Yeah. I was kind of surprised because I was like,
we're running a shoestring budget if Jay is also the legal department.
You know you shouldn't do it if Jay says no.
Yeah. If I'm saying let's not do that, you know it's way beyond what we should
do. So as a kind of like, if you want the bonus features of this episode of Dark Side of the Stream, get on YouTube.
Call Mike's cell phone here.
No. Get on YouTube after we're done and type in Skeletor Best Insults. There's a great compilation of some of the best insults he has, and they are so good. The voice guy who did Skeletor was phenomenal. And, the cartoons, they're okay. You know, I after we watched this documentary and I watched Oliver's like reaction to the whole thing, I was like, oh my God, this would be so cool. You know, again, he's 1 year old. So it's like on. You get about, you know, the intro of the flashes and bangs of the music.
Yes.
And then by the time you start the episode, kids, he's already doing something else.
He's already eating the next toy.
Yeah. Already got two. Now he's got an arm in his mouth.
Shout out to Ollie.
It's not that as bad. It's just, it's definitely, like we said, well, there's a bunch school. Of guys in
it's
the
like
in
it's
the,
hard
the
to watch
going,
movies like Jaws nowadays. You can't,
dude,
it's really
do not
hard
talk,
to watch.
Dude, Jaws
no,
is amazing.
You try to turn a movie onto a kid these days, like a movie made in the 70s. You need to watch this. And the intro is just so slow, the kids lose interest. Everything now is so bam, 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 bam.
Well,
these old movies.
If you're trying to sell Jaws to a teenager, it's not, you know, Jaws is a masterpiece. Don't throw that in there.
I think it's great. Younger generation, they can't watch it.
One of these days, they'll figure it out. I hope they do, because Jaws is amazing. And He-Man is what it is for what it is. And again, I'm already considering buying a bunch of freaking He-Man toys for my kid.
There you go. It worked on me twice.
It worked on me twice.
Yes.
It worked on me as a child.
Oh, the ultimate scam.
They're hooking you again as
a grown man.
I'm almost 40 years old. I'm like, I got my own money now. I'll buy them all. Screw it. Who cares? Eventually it would evolve from He-Man into, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I also own.
I wasn't either.
Man,
Star Wars was my peak. Yo.
Everything from those guys too. So anyway, Dark Side of the Stream, discussing the power of Grayskull and advertising to kids. We'll have our conclusion and what we're watching next. Dark Side of the Stream on 104.7 The Cave. 104.7 The Cave, Springfield's pure classic rock. In the studio with Jay Stevens this morning, I'm Mike the Intern, and this is Dark Side of the Stream, discussing the power of Grayskull from Netflix. I thought it was a great documentary from nostalgic reasons. It was cool to kind of relive those toys. It was also kind of scary to see how well children's advertising worked on me, not only as a 5-6-year-old kid to a 40-year-old man. It works, and obviously I'm slightly brain dead, or I can be influenced very easily. Just ask Jay. He's talking me into doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So how many He-Man dolls would you give this documentary?
I don't know. I'll give it a 3.5.
Three and a half torso? Yeah.
Three and a half torso.
Upper bottom.
A half jacked upper bottom torso.
Upper torso. Yeah. Okay. Three and a half, I'd definitely give it 4 all day. I thought it was really cool. Seeing some of the concept art that some of these guys just, you know, pulled out of their butt is just like, dude.
Well, and if you've watched the series, The Toys That Made Us, which is kind of about all those toys that we grew up with, this is like a deeper dive into one.
And more specific.
A deeper dive into He-Man. Yeah, because they had a He-Man segment, but this is a deeper dive into He-Man.
It's cool and it's not. It's cool in the sense that there was a job that you could have that was this job. You know, it's like, what do you do all day? I make freaking action figures.
I draw
creatures.
On the
way to work and then pull in. I'm like, hey, we're going to make a cat flying machine today. Cool, dude. Awesome.
How does this work?
But now, you know, you could go down to the local library. They got 3D printers. If you know what you're doing, you could print your own action figure.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Local library, 3D printer. For real.
I want a Jay Stevens doll.
Well, you know where to go.
At the window, the library has 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I need to bring them?
I don't know. I think you just pay for it.
You just sent me down a rabbit hole today.
Dude,
Peace out, General Manager. Jay's not working here today.
I guess we might have our own Jay Stevens doll here in the
Jay
near future.
Jay Stevens action figure coming up.
Is he going to be...
Pantsless option.
I was going to say, you put pants on the kid. You're selling
your
kid.
Well, you have optional pants.
Optional shirt is what it should
be. Yeah, with the optional shirt.
So it's your turn next. Dark Side of the Stream, what are we watching?
Well, this kind
of
led me down a rabbit hole of Netflix, and I stumbled across the Flash documentary, Life After Flash, or maybe is what it's called, or what's the exact name? Gosh, it's about the movie The Flash and the making of it, Flash Gordon, and the actor and stuff, and kind of his falling out with Hollywood and stuff. It's good. It's real interesting, showing his life now.
So this was something that was before. Were you into that as a kid?
No, but I kind of remember it a little bit, but... When you watch this documentary, you'll see how important it was in culture, in pop culture.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting.
Okay, cool. Because, I mean, obviously, like, Queen were kind of...
Right, Queen was the soundtrack, which is a big... That was the first time anything like that happened. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Okay, cool. Well, we will check it out.
Interesting than I thought I would.
All right. As always, you can download this podcast on our 104.7 The Cave app. Watch us live on Facebook
For being able to purchase your own Jay Stevens action figure.
I'm getting a cut if you're
going to
drop that
on
here. I want like 10%. Dark Side of the Stream. Power of Grayskull. I have the power. Have a great day. Dark Side of the Stream, 104.7 The Cave.